What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with
Louis,
Chris.
It's been a while.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. I got to say that first.
Welcome.
And welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
And two welcomes.
One of them was for us, right? You said welcome to us to the show.
Welcome you guys to the show.
Me and Louis.
And I'd like to welcome myself to the show.
And then, welcome people listening.
Welcome to you guys watching and listening as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's welcome to the show. Not everyone. Okay. Have you guys noticed this? All right. Now, this goes along the same kind of lines as a little bit as at the end of the day.
Okay.
This is something that's been bothering me. And I think it started on television somewhere, somehow. Mm. And it's the enunciation of words on certain words that I'm like, where did that come from?
Okay.
All right. Let me try to think of one. You have to tell him that you love you, that you love him.
Oh, you have to.
You have to be there for him, and that's why when I came over on Sunday, I ate the chips and I blah the blah and I da 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 da. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like a rhythm, and then you emphasize on a certain word to be like, "Hey, dum dum."
Yeah, yeah.
Be the change you want
to
see.
So you need to go. You need to go to the gym, and you need to lift the weights, and you need to put on your shoes. When did that happen? Here's how it should go. You need to go to the gym, put on your shoes, lift the weights.
That's how you say it. I just heard you like, mic's off. We're just talking. And you're telling me you need to go to the gym. Like, that's exactly how you would tell me.
Tell me how to tell me to go to the gym, put on my shoes, and lift the weights.
Daniel, you need to go to the gym, put your shoes on, and lift some weights.
Louis, now you do it.
You need to go to the gym. You need to put on your shoes.
Yeah.
And
see
I forgot
what he's
the
doing?
Third
it's
one.
Weird. It's weird.
Yeah. Lift up the weights.
Yeah, lift the weights.
Because you need to put the cream in your coffee.
Yeah. I play by my own rules.
No. I play by my own rules. It'd be like some weird fucking word.
Oh, wait.
Like
you
that.
Don't have to.
Like, it's always on like an article or a small word where the emphasis doesn't belong.
I feel like your first one was perfect. Like, you need to tell her that you love her.
Yeah.
Just say, well, you need to tell her that you love her.
Yeah. Hey, man, tell her that you love her.
Is it only on TV or do people talk like that?
You know, I don't know. I feel like people probably talk like that because we emulate what we see on television.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I'm seeing it a lot on dating shows.
Oh.
Specifically, did you guys watch
The Cream of the Crop?
Yeah. Did you guys watch Love Is Blind yet?
I haven't finished it.
Fuck.
Is it good?
I wasn't impressed
with the first season.
What is Love Is Blind?
Love Is Blind is a
dating show.
Is a dating show where these two people get into pods.
What is Love Is Blind?
What is Love Is Blind? It is a dating show where you go on the show and you choose a partner to be with you that you might marry. Oh, here's one. I want to be married. I want to have kids. That's what they say.
Oh, God.
Instead of just saying I want to be married and I want to have kids.
Yeah, I want to be married. I want to have kids. Please tell me I'm not the only one fucking going crazy hearing this shit.
No, I can see that. I think maybe.
Why is it that so many things drive me crazy? And it's like, you guys, it's never even like, you never even touched your skin or anything.
You're getting old, Daddy-O.
That's what it is?
I think so.
I don't know. I feel like things always have bothered me like this.
Oh, they always have?
Yes.
I don't know. I think it comes with age where everything just fucking bothers you. You don't think so?
It's hard to say. I also feel like I've been bothered my whole life.
Oh, you too?
Unnecessarily. For petty shit that really shouldn't matter to me. That's really annoying. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't really bother you that much.
I know it shouldn't, but it drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I thought the last thought I had like that, I went to a concert not too long ago. It was like, encores. What the fuck? Don't waste my time.
Oh, I hate
Don't
encores.
Waste your time. Hey, man, we know you haven't played the hits yet.
It's part of the set list.
But then it's so forced, the encores.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to like, we're going to go up. And then if they go back on stage.
Yeah.
What are you going to not say? Do another one. You know?
Yeah.
I don't. But I usually want to go by that time.
It's you. My thought was like, I'm paying for this.
Yeah.
I'm paying for this. They don't do that at the restaurant.
Yeah.
They're like, hey. here's three quarters of your steak. If you really cheer us on and you want to talk to the chef and you say, hey, like, bring the chef.
No, the chef's
going to come out.
No, it's going to be like, bring the chef.
Yeah. Also, Louis, isn't the encore supposed to, I would imagine originally was genuinely, hey, we're done, but people are going so crazy out there that we need to
control this.
I don't know. What do you guys want to play? Fuck, I don't know, man. We haven't fucking played strawberry peanut butter in a long time. Let's do strawberry peanut butter.
Okay. Oh, I thought we were in the contract that we don't have to play strawberry peanut butter anymore. You know, I hate that song, Chris. Can we play a different song besides strawberry peanut butter? Yeah. Fuck, man. If I have to hear that one song one more fucking time, then it's my fucking shit, Chris.
It sounds like Oasis right now. Huh?
Fucking strawberry peanut butter.
So my point is, we've gotten playlists before.
Yeah.
From shows. That shit's on there.
Yeah. It'll say set list.
Two encores. Encore. And then two more songs maybe, or maybe one more. My point is, that's just the steak.
Hey.
You're not giving me extra steak. You're cutting a piece of it off and holding it.
That's what I'm saying.
For the end. I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it's not a whole ribeye. And then, oh, Louis, here's a little piece of that guy's ribeye over there.
Yeah.
No, this is what you're going to get.
They're not like, hey, we're going to go make some more ribeye that you didn't pay for. We're going to bring it out fresh.
It's your 2.5 fucking inch cut steak with a little piece cut off. And they're like, if you cheer hard enough.
It's the 16-ounce.
We'll give you the steak you were supposed to get in the first place.
Mm. But did I pay for it already?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Ah, oh, fuck. I guess I better cheer or else I'll feel like a chump. And then also, it's Wednesday night.
That's pretty petty.
And daddy has to work tomorrow. But if you want to fucking waste 15 minutes, go ahead,
dude. While we applaud and cheer.
Yeah. Yeah, is there a rule about no encores during the week?
Yeah.
Can you just do the good songs in the...
This is definitely age.
Yeah, that's being old, but I also hate staying up late forever.
Thank you, dude. And if we ever do a live show, before we hit him with the baby doll, we leave, and if they want to hear the baby doll...
Yeah, then we're like, come back.
All right.
Do that thing
nobody really cares about, but you guys still do.
Play the music that coincides with something that happened in the show.
Hey, do that thing that you guys continue to do for some reason. Nobody really cares about it, but you guys just said you would do it, so now you do it.
Do that. It's not funny, though.
There's no humor in it ever. The stories are semi-interesting.
Why did you keep doing that for years?
Yeah.
Because you have to sit there and listen. That's why.
All right. You guys want to do an article?
I have one, but if you want to go first.
Well, I did my gripe already, so you go.
Well, I have one here.
Well, can I first say that we've been absent because there's a lot going on. Much like before, somebody at the table is going to be a father soon.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of... Not even a dad yet, and there's already daddy duties, I feel.
Yeah, it definitely, I can feel it already.
And so that's what was taking our time, and we've talked about it the last time, but I think it bears worth mentioning that Daniel's going to be a father soon, and we're all very excited about it.
About 4 episodes.
But that's what...
Yeah, or less.
Yeah,
or
but what? That's what's been kind of keeping us, one reason or another.
Yeah, the baby shower is coming up, and then...
And then all the shit that comes with that.
You know.
Can't even imagine.
That was one reason.
But how are you...
Or
there's another guy reason. From the week before who couldn't do it.
How are you feeling about the whole thing? We're getting close to the finish line here.
Yeah.
Starting line, I guess.
I think that...
Where are you mentally? Because we haven't spoke about this in private either.
Here's the thing about...
So I want your genuine answer.
Sure, and I'll give it to you. Mostly, I'm very excited. Mm. But a lot of the reason I'm excited is because you get to leave work... For like 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that was all the time.
You get paternity leave.
They used to have that before.
Yeah.
I think the guy might have got...
Everybody has that?
Well, the mothers have gotten it for some time.
Yeah.
But like Mariano's kids, he didn't have the full thing. So you get like 12 weeks
Wow.
I think 8 to 10 weeks are paid. I think maybe 2 of them aren't paid. But you can take up to 3 months for paternity leave. And you can actually split it up between what I say weird.
No, it was just funny because I know this isn't what you mean, but you're like, I'm so excited to have these kids so I don't have to work.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. Yeah.
That would be a major plus for me.
I'm really looking forward to not working. And I'm
sure, and being here with the baby.
Being here, yeah.
How can you split it, by the way?
Oh, you just go, I want to take 6 weeks now and 6 weeks later. That's all.
Is there a time frame?
No, it can be within the 12-month period, I think.
Wow, interesting. So,
but 12 months, you can
right. So if you want, you can wait to do it. Mm. Might be a good idea
to
for
stagger,
new fathers.
Maybe.
Be like, I don't really want to be around this baby. Like, yeah, crying. I'm not sleeping, right?
Maybe wait a few months. So
wait
it's
a little
bit,
you know,
yeah.
And then take it later.
Mm.
So I'm looking
forward
to that.
Yeah. And anything planned during that time?
I mean, we have all these, like, we're going to go here and there, but we have no idea what's
coming. And probably
coming.
You guys are just not
going
anywhere.
Yeah, it might be completely miserable where I'm like, oh, I should go back. Babe, I was thinking about it. I should probably go back to work and take
somebody...
this later during Christmas, which that's actually a good idea now I think about it.
I was thinking about that.
So we'll see. We'll see. But I'm
that's very exciting.
I'm excited for at least for that.
That's great that your job does that.
Yeah, actually, it's your guys' job does that too.
It's
just like a law.
It's state law.
Mine does.
Yeah,
Nice.
Because I got what I do is I get files from other people that are either fired on leave or whatever.
Right.
And one of the guys that was on leave was a guy. I was like, oh, he's having a kid. And I was like, he's not. But it's good to know that if I ever have one, deuces for a while, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was so excited about that.
Great, man.
Anyways, I have this article, and this is... I already had a conversation with Jasmine about this, and we were kind of going back and forth about it. So I think it's a good one. There's a company that figured out how to clone meat for exotic animals. So they're
wait, what do you mean?
They're making meat for tigers.
Tigers.
No,
okay.
Cloned meat.
So
from
that
tigers.
That they don't have to kill other animals
exactly.
to feed them.
Lions and zebras. And they're marketing right now in London and New York. So a bunch of rich assholes probably. Is the
And Louis, when they say meat.
Yes.
Are they making...
What do you mean New York? For like the zoos in New York?
No, it's to eat.
For human consumption to
yes.
eat zebras?
Tigers and lions.
Do you...
Oh, okay. So they're making tiger and lion meat?
Yes. So right here they
for
show...
For humans.
For humans. Like
what?
For instance... There's zebra sushi. Okay. Uh-huh. And they just have
So it's not they're not making meat for other animals. They're making more meat for us.
More meat
okay,
for us.
Gotcha.
But it's exotic meat. And they're not
going
to kill the tigers. Correct.
Mm.
It's cloned. They don't really talk about the process how they do it. They talk about how they're going to put it in some restaurants, and it's going to start off in New York,
right?
And London. But my question to you guys:
super interesting that it's cloned. You hear more of genetically modified and grown
correct.
In space and stuff like that. But I've never heard of cloned meat or produce or any type of food.
It sounds like the idea is getting an exotic animal that you would otherwise maybe not want to kill, but you're like, damn, that fucking lion looks tasty.
But are they cloning the animal and
that's
killing
what I was
it,
asking
or are they
Louis,
cloning
like,
the meat?
When they say meat, like...
Are they cloning mature meat?
Or is it a ribeye that they cut a little piece off and give it
right,
to you
like,
later?
Right, let's just clone the ribeye part of
I
the tiger.
I looked into this. They don't clone the entire animal.
Just like a skirt steak.
It's weird, dude. It's like, we're going to, here, Daniel, give us some blood. We give a little fucking little bit of your skin, whatever. We're going to clone your thigh. Or your juicy ass, huh?
Right, yeah.
So we'll clone those two things, and then, but it'll just be the meat.
You know
there
how
will
I would
be
eat,
no consciousness.
You know how I would eat Daniel's ass?
I was going to get to all of that.
Like, if we could clone to eat your booty, I would do it like that, like how the who is it, the Spanish? You know that ham? That they put
and then just leave it hanging there.
Yeah, and then they slice little pieces into like for a charcuterie board.
Yeah,
like that.
Your booty,
huh?
Yeah, okay. I would dry age
it. Would it look like a bundt cake? Yeah. Or like, yeah, would maybe. I have some? Would I have any thighs attached to it?
Well, might as well be the
sex pelvis looking thing?
No. It'll just be your thigh, and then we'll dry age it, and then I put the little screws because that's how they do the I don't know. I forgot what it's called right now, man. Oh. But it's the Spanish ham.
It's right here, right here.
And then they put screws on the end of the legs, and then they even have there's a very special specific way to cut it. It's got to be very thin and a certain size.
Oh, almost
they,
like they even have prosciutto.
Yeah, they. I think it might be prosciutto. They even have competitions of who can do it faster. Anyway, I want to put screws on your booty, and then have hire one of those Spanish assholes to slice really thin slices of it.
I feel we can learn to slice it yourself, dude.
It seems real. It's
not an expense for no reason.
No, we got to import a Spanish.
Yeah.
I just want it done right. I don't want that booty to go to waste.
Okay.
Would you try your own booty if it was cloned?
Yeah, I would try it if it was cloned.
Your own butt.
I would eat my own ass.
You're but not anybody else's. Yeah?
What part of Louis do you think you would clone and eat if you had to eat a part of Louis?
Louis?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, suggest away.
My legs.
Louis' legs.
Oh.
The whole leg?
The whole leg.
No, my thighs, I think, are more beefy.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Not too hairy, too. You have to, like, exactly. You probably have to burn the hair off my butt, you know, like, make it smoother.
Oh my god,
you know? I feel like we'll do the
I didn't even think of all the hair that's
yeah
there.
Look at me,
bro. They do it to the pigs.
Yeah, cook he's it on the ground, dude.
He's hairier than a pig.
Okay, what about Chris?
his arms are pretty beefy lately.
They are, huh? What yeah. about what about his
can I make a suggestion?
Don't say your penis. Right, we're eating Chris's dick tonight.
Currently I would say my shoulders probably.
Wow, your shoulders.
My shoulders
kinda
are probably
hard to cook, though, right?
Cooked?
Right. Well, aren't we going to cook the meat? We're eating raw
We were dry aging it.
But you can, okay, now, pick Chris's part. What are you going to eat for
Yeah,
Chris?
Whatever you want.
And then, how would you cook it?
I would eat that his left bicep there with the tattoo.
That's what I was looking
with
at.
With the tattoos on it.
Okay.
I never had tattooed skin.
Why did you ask that?
Just I want to see how he would cook it.
Oh, would you guys come together and do it?
I would have to.
Yeah, I would make it in more than one way.
Oh.
I'd make you into a smash burger.
Like when you have a tuna,
yeah.
And then different parts get cooked differently and ate differently.
This is for the sashimi. This
right,
is for
right.
You know, whatever it is.
Well, I mean, it's not like enormous or anything. Yeah, yeah. We can cook it one way. How are you going to cook it?
One way. Well,
we have one arm and one bicep part.
Okay.
I know how I would cook both of you guys' body parts.
All right.
Okay.
Daniel, dry age, like I said.
You already said Daniel.
Dry age, fucking cut it.
Some wine, maybe?
Yes, your
some
thigh.
Cheese? Yeah.
Churrasqueria style rotisserie. I put the skewer in it.
Yeah.
Put it in the, you know, the churrasqueria has the huge.
Mm-hmm.
I would put your whole leg in there. Let that motherfucker kind of just rotate and cook for 10 hours.
Hit it with the garlic oil and
yes,
herbs.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Maybe like rub some stuff.
But you're using
it.
Charcoal, right? Not gas?
Oh, charcoal and
wood. Then I'm okay with that.
I would take a trip to Hawaii and I'd give it to the Hawaiians I cook it underground, you know? And then I don't know if they cook it on the ground or in the ground.
But who cares?
But that's how I would
cook it. I like that. What about Louis' thigh?
Right here, Papa.
Let's throw that bitch in the oven, huh?
I would like to do it. I would like to make it. No, I don't know if this is the. What did you say for my butt? What kind?
Dry age.
What is dry age? Is that like to make lunch meat?
Kind of. There's some ham is cooked that way. So it's essentially, it's exactly what it sounds like. Mm. It's kept in a certain temperature in a dry environment. So there's
usually ventilation.
With ventilation. Mm. So there's no bacteria buildup. And then you cut it, and it's supposed to, it tenderizes the meat, and it intensifies the flavor.
Oh, okay. I think for Louis, I would just do ground thigh.
Oh.
We'll just grind it up.
Smash burgers.
And make thigh burgers. Yeah. Oh, is that, you already said that?
And you criticized
it. I'll pickle it instead.
I think with Chris, I would do
a pizza.
Oh, I do have a pizza.
You can make my arm a pepperoni.
Oh.
Too much work?
I hate that you're giving me good ideas. You know what I would make? Mm. I would make you into some sort of a chorizo.
Oh, because I'm Mexican.
I was getting into.
I can't be pepperoni.
Mm-mm.
I mean, in a way,
cultural appropriation.
Because
stay in your lane. Who tastes better?
Who would taste better?
Who would taste better?
I'm obviously dying.
I'm not COVID boy over here. I don't know, man.
It's hard, huh?
I
want to say not Daniel.
I was thinking not Daniel, dude. You just don't look delicious.
Yeah, I know.
He's like a little stinky, too buff.
Yeah.
But not a lot of marbling on the meat.
Yeah.
You know?
Chris, it just falls off the bone.
Yeah. Now, celebrity-wise, famous.
Who's the tastiest?
Dead or alive. If they can clone that person's meat, what person, what meat, and then what kind of dish would you want?
Oh, my God.
This is so hard.
It's so hard. I thought of someone almost immediately.
And we're trying to focus on who we think is the tastiest?
The tastiest. I have
the tastiest
one.
Person?
Okay. Go ahead, Louis. What we think.
Now, are we doing super sexual, we're eating these girls'
boobs? No.
Pussy lips.
Right. This is just a delicious looking person who looks
like. Well, you can be like, well, The Rock looks like he has some bomb ass titties or whatever.
No, but
that's
got to
taste
hard.
Like chemicals.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably all juiced up.
Yeah,
too,
and
huh?
then
yeah,
you
yeah.
want
but
some.
But so is our beef, so fuck it.
That's true.
You want some marbling, though, right? He looks too lean.
Thank you. Which is why
working muscles.
My person is Oprah.
Oh. Oprah. Yeah, yeah. You know, I was thinking.
She's like an Ibérico pork, huh? Just eating pine nuts and just.
Well, I was
getting
thinking
massages
that,
and
is his name Butterbean?
The boxer?
The big fat white guy?
Too fatty, no?
This guy's making carnitas, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Some pork belly.
Ooh. Butterbean.
Because
his name's Butterbean.
Right. It's soft.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah. Would be easy to eat.
Now, I generally don't think this is. Sexual, even though you guys might think that, but it's not.
Just say.
I promise.
This girl's ass.
Yeah.
No. You'll know it's not that. For some reason, I'm just giving you guys the fucking straight shoot to my.
Right.
This is what popped in.
Angelina straight,
Jolie.
Baby.
Ew.
I don't know why. You know I'm not really. I don't find her. I don't think she's an ugly woman by any means. But it's not somebody that I really like.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I was like, she looks like she might taste good.
I don't know.
What do you guys think on Angelina Jolie?
I feel like with Angelina.
Uh-huh.
What's her name again?
Angelina
Jolie.
Yeah. She doesn't look delicious.
It just doesn't look like, I don't know. It just doesn't, it looks like you might bite into it and you'll hit a bone, you know?
Yep. Oh,
And I'm being 100% honest here. I'd rather eat Daniel's.
Butterbean?
No. I said, well.
Oh, Daniel.
Yes, Butterbean.
Daniel looks tastier than, it's the least tasting, good tasting person is Angelina Jolie. And then
out of anybody we've said so far, including ourselves, Angelina Jolie's at the bottom, dude.
I agree, unless you're thinking of a different version.
Yeah, unless you're thinking
I don't
of
know
maybe
exactly
like,
what I'm thinking about. That's just maybe I want to like eat her lips. Maybe I want to make them a
but
sausage
that would
or
gross eating someone's lips, right?
You think so?
You don't
yes.
know.
What if
well,
we made them hot dogs?
Have you guys ever ate the cheek?
Yeah, it's soft and yummy.
It tastes just like a cheek.
Yeah.
It tastes like you're chewing on your own cheek.
Yeah, but it's sashimi.
You can make it. I feel you can make it into something.
Lips? Think about
I
if think we so. If we ground it and put it like a Vienna sausage or made it a hot dog in a natural casing.
I mean, yeah, if you make anything a hot dog, it's going to taste fine.
That's true.
You can make an Angelina dog.
Mm. All right. Well, that was what came to mind.
Okay. Now, last question. We'll move on to the next one because this is interesting to me. If they offered you guys money to be the person, hey, Daniel, Chris, we're going to clone you guys and we're going to put your meat out there and you're going to get – That's just
a percentage of everything that's bought.
On top of that, so you'll get like, oh, here's this for signing to do the a signing bonus, which and then a deal, and then on top of that, royalty fees that every dollar they give you 2 cents.
Okay.
Would you agree to that, knowing
that they're gonna clone my meat
and then sell it? Yeah, and then you get money.
Oh yeah.
Right? Yeah, I think it seems
pretty.
Yeah, it seems lucrative.
Yeah. I get a sign-on bonus.
Unless I'm really gross and people are like, we don't want to buy that
shit. I get a sign-on bonus and then I get royalties for every meat that's sold.
For every pound that they sell, you get 2 cents.
Oh, yeah. I would do it, I think. I don't see why not.
Yeah. You, Louis?
Is there
a downside that we're missing?
Well, I brought this up with Jasmine because I was kind of
I was going to ask you, what was the discussion that you mentioned?
Well, Jasmine's vegetarian. Oh. Because she was like, I wouldn't do it.
Well, why is she vegetarian? Like, right.
She doesn't like the way animals are raised and
the
whole farming system.
But this is not that, right?
That's what I said. Right. And then I painted a whole fucking, it's like, okay. It was like, there's going to be animals involved in this or whatever. And then she said the following, and then I guess I thought about it. I said, what if you, it becomes a thing and we fucking taste delicious, dude. And I don't mean us three, because we obviously do or will.
Yeah, you know? It'd be different if, like, hey, Daniel, what would you do if they were going to clone a bunch of you, raise them, and they're alive, and then you slaughter them all, and they're all
That's fucking different, right?
Right.
But not different. Not that. Just leave it fucking simple. We're just cloning somehow, whatever reason, or however they can do it, only just the meat for this section, whatever. But what if it becomes a trend amongst the rich, because they're the only ones that can afford it? Mm-hmm. To buy Daniel and Chris's meat.
That's fine, too.
Okay, fine. But now there's a certain fucking demand, but not enough supply because the people don't have enough funds. Now you have maybe people getting snatched off the street, getting killed in the black market. Mm-hmm. Now for human meat, because we found out it's just the best goddamn meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that... That you're, it's now it's kind of like a blood diamond
now it's like
type
blood
of thing.
Diamonds,
exactly.
Got the blood booty.
Yeah. The blood booty. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Blood booty.
Blood thighs and blood arms.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking, Daniel, as you think, nobody said brains. Nobody wants to eat.
Would fucking eat brains.
No,
dude.
I'm saying none of us said, Daniel, you're very smart and I'll eat your brain.
No. Because I don't know if it works like that.
Why? What do you mean?
Like, do you think you'll get smarter if you eat?
No, I don't think that's what he meant at all.
I just think it'd be delicious in some tacos.
Oh, but you said you're very smart. I'd eat your brain, like as if there was a. That's the reason why
I
eat it.
No, I'm saying you're very smart. It'll be tastier. You have a very developed brain. It
might be more coarse.
Oh, I feel like because of the grooves.
Right. I think a dumb person would have a much tastier brain. Just
that's very interesting.
Muscles or, you know.
I guess so.
The softer, I think.
I was thinking like foie gras, you know, like the more you're smart, maybe you're using it. It's there's more gray matter.
Right.
I think. Dumb as shit, people probably taste delicious up here.
Maybe that's why chicken
dumb,
brain is delicious.
Lazy, out of shape people, best tasting people.
Think so?
Yeah. Just like meat, right? They want it fatty and undeveloped and not strong, and you know, I don't think the animals have to be dumb, but they could be, I guess. the blood booty.
Let's say there's blood booty involved, but you're still gonna be a fucking rich. You, Eli, Amber, good to chill at the beach.
And people are killing each other because of the blood booty that's on the market.
Now there is.
Yeah, I do it.
Okay, so nothing. Yeah, doesn't matter to you.
No,
Chris.
I think blood booty's a green light too. Yeah.
Either it's gonna be my blood booty or someone else's.
Might as well benefit.
Oh, you don't want to do it, Daniel? Booty. Fine. So, because it's a separate problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
This is happening anyways.
It's happening anyways.
Okay.
Louis?
Excellent.
What about you? No?
I initially said yes. Yeah, I would do it.
You said yes to blood booty.
I said yes, and I painted a scenario at first where it was like, there is no repercussions. There's no suffering any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but that's not going to happen for real. So what happens if this and that? So she was just getting in my vegetarian fucking strike.
I think one of the things about vegetarians, which they don't understand, is that vegetarian farming in at least America is industrialized farming, just like any other industrialized. So, correct. For instance, when they build acres and acres of avocado farms, they have to slaughter something like 30,000 beavers in order to make the land.
Yeah.
And then they have to keep all the animals out that are slaughtered in order to keep the avocado farm.
Yeah.
So nobody gets out.
I've actually heard it said that more animals die.
There's more natural habitats and more animals die than when we slaughter animals.
Right.
So when they do this fucking high and mighty, and I understand... It's just a viewpoint, and it's horrible how they treat the animals and everything.
Yeah, it's
but
horrendous.
Just because you're eating the, you know, unless you're growing your own food in your front yard,
yeah, sure,
you're still killing animals.
Yeah, more maybe,
and perhaps more.
Mm-hmm.
So throw that in her face. Talks all that bullshit.
Oh shit! You know what I was thinking, Louis? I don't think. Sorry, I know this. It's just an interesting topic. From what I know, lions and tigers or whatever the animal. I know zebras and who was the other one?
It was just those three they mentioned.
Was
zebras,
it lions?
Tigers and lions.
Lions aren't tasty, right? Like people have tried eating lion, and I don't think
I never heard of that.
I bet you it's because they're super strong.
But but you don't want that.
No,
you don't want a working muscle. You want like.
I feel like a hippo would be tasty.
Oh.
You don't think so?
Yeah, like a water pig.
Hippo, yeah, think so. Uh huh.
Yeah, you might get some good bacon out of it.
I'll make a fucking hippo into a birria.
Mm. Oh.
Right?
Wow.
That would have that'd be a big ass container.
Yeah. What you got?
All right. I don't know. Okay, I think this is a brand new story, but do you guys know the rapper Gunyu, I think is his name.
Gunyu.
Mm-mm. I don't, but is he Asian?
He is not.
Okay.
What made you think he was Asian?
Gunyu.
Oh, it's goo like goosebumps?
Oh,
wait, what was that?
That was me Japanese.
Oh.
Gunyu.
Oh, Gunyu.
There you go.
But I mean, we established that you could say anything like that and make it sound.
I feel like you can't say the name Carlton and sound Japanese.
If you go Carlton.
Gunyu. Do Japanese have the N-ye over it?
Konyo. Konyo.
I feel they do.
Yeah, Japanese Cuban.
So Gunyu, I think. Gunyu.
Now that he said that, yeah, I could hear that.
Man. Well, maybe that's just you're hearing the Asian in me.
Maybe I am.
So anyway, if you guys didn't know him, unfortunately now.
The samurai within him was coming out.
Unfortunately now, you guys won't get to meet this rapper because he passed away.
Oh.
Okay.
He's from Washington. He's from Maryland.
Okay.
And why am I bringing him up? So Mr. Gunyu gets shot and gets murdered. And Daniel was just reacting to the news.
Yeah.
He couldn't bear it.
So, all right, let me give you the headline. It says, body of dead rapper Gunyu propped up at Washington, D.C. nightclub.
Oh, propped up.
Propped up.
His dead body was propped up.
His dead body was propped up.
In the nightclub.
Inside the nightclub because it was a bash for his farewell, his goodbye. It says here, the body of the late rapper Gunyu was reportedly propped up for his final show at the Washington, D.C. nightclub over the weekend. The below features footage and photos that some may find upsetting. Gunyu, 24 years old, was shot in a car park in Prince George's County, Maryland on March 18th and died hours later in a hospital. The Maryland native was celebrated on Sunday, April 3rd. Just happened, guys.
Mm.
In a memorial party at Bliss Nightclub, footage where he appears to show his body hoisted up on stage as his supporters dance nearby. Obviously, interesting enough, but what really caught my attention was this next sentence here. And I'll read a little bit more. It says, Bliss Nightclub has since issued a statement revealing that they were never made aware that Gunyu's body would be on display.
What?
The nightclub didn't fucking know that the family was going to bring the body.
Oh, my God.
Even more interesting, a lot of the people there didn't know that his body was going to be there either. So there's people there that were just like, oh my God, yeah. It's that guy's dead body.
And
right
it was
there.
On the wall.
They propped up. Okay, can I just say?
You think he'll have an encore?
He looked. He looked really good, man, because he I'll show you guys. So that's him. That's his body.
Let me see. Pass it over here, Louis. Oh,
dear God.
It looks great. Whoever fucking did his body is really good.
It looks like he's just hanging out, dude.
Completely.
No pun intended.
On a personal level.
Oh, my God. He just.
I hate open caskets. Right? He looks amazing.
He's like chilling.
He's dressed real nice.
Yeah.
I hate.
He looks a little sad.
He looks a little.
Did you take a look at his facial expression?
Yes, he looks.
He's like this.
He looks a little. Well, he's dead, so maybe he's like, fuck.
Yeah, but you know, we got to think about this kind of stuff. Maybe hang him upside down so he's like.
Right. But I will say that I hate open caskets just because it never looks like the person. Like, they don't look right. There's always like a weird. It's not for me, and it's everybody's choice to do whatever they want. But Louis, I'd rather not see your weird
fucking
after mustache. Gunu. What was I saying?
You're saying Gunu, but I think it's Gunu.
Oh, Gunu.
Yeah.
How, based on what?
Just the spelling.
Just your reading. Okay, well, Gunu. All
right, whatever. It doesn't
Gunu?
Matter.
Gunu? Ginu?
Well, it's Goonew.
Yeah.
That's the word new at the end, right?
Oh, okay. So you say new. That's what it is.
I say new?
You say, it's new. Look at my new toy. And I say, look at my new toy.
Oh.
What do you say, Louis?
New.
Oh, well, maybe I'm fucking saying
new.
It.
No, you're the white guy. You're,
what is it?
New. I say new.
New, like oh, new. Like N-U.
It's brand new.
New.
It's brand new.
You guys say it's brand new.
New.
New. New. Now I'm in my fucking head, dude. We can get out of it.
What do you guys say?
Yeah. What,
new or new?
Gunu.
Well, Gunu. It's either, I guess.
Gunu.
Then.
Okay.
Gunu. So you have to hold your mouth to say it right?
Gunu.
Gunu.
Also, it is important to say that English is our second language, Louis.
Yeah.
So this is your native tongue, man. I'm going to go with new.
Okay.
But I just thought new because it's... brand new, yeah, brand new.
Who knew that it was new?
Okay, yeah, so anyway, man, there's fucking. Of course, because of the day and age that we live in,
this shit is
everywhere, and I'm showing the guys here. Look at this.
What?
And they're playing this song. They're playing a song, and people are singing. But see, some people here not singing and dancing. It's because they
don't. Let's talk about the ones that are singing and dancing.
Right.
Well, okay. Now. Before we go into that.
And this is like.
This is.
What
the
club
fuck?
Club.
It is a club.
Dancing, they have like a thing when you walk in where you can take pictures in front of it.
Yeah, it's a club-ass club.
It's a club-ass club.
Yeah, it's a clubby-ass clubby club.
Ratchet-ass fucking club that you would go to on a Friday, you know, in your
20s. And Gunu looks.
And he's just hanging there.
And Pico Rivera.
He looks great. So I'm showing the guys another little clip here. I don't know, man. Look at that's him. Look, they have a crown on him. They dressed him real nice. It looks legit, man.
That is the fucking craziest shit I've ever seen, dude.
Okay.
And look at this one.
Is that him again?
I think that might
be
him.
Like a fucking babushka.
They keep moving him around in different outfits.
I'm not sure. I think that's him. He kind of kind of looks like maybe Andre 3000. I'm not sure, but
yeah. So did Gunu.
I think it's cool, man. I think it's fine.
You think it's fine?
I think it's
so. Can we hang or sit you here?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
I think
what's not okay is not telling the club, and not telling people like. Hey, we're about to have, you know, this clubby-ass club that you're about to go
into?
Yeah, there's actually a dead body here. So if you're not cool with that, you know, maybe don't go inside.
Right.
Am I weird? It's not my thing, but I don't think, I mean, it's fine. It's a, you know, like, he looks good. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm struggling to find something wrong.
Find something wrong, you're saying.
Except for the things I said, yes. Not telling the club.
Okay, but if you can.
Did he want to? I mean, I know he's gone and he doesn't have.
He must have requested that, right?
We've all seen like the they look, and this might be an assumption of mine, but I'm assuming it's like African countries where they sing and dance and they dance with the casket.
Yeah.
My point to that is it a cultural thing?
I don't think so.
No, man.
What's wrong?
No, I'll tell you what's nice. The fucking cultural thing, because this is the country that we live in.
Yeah,
and unless he's like directly from that culture, maybe he is.
Well, let me tell you that there is a lot of African people in somebody who's been to Maryland and Washington D.C.
Okay, takes one trip, dude.
Yeah,
there's a. Okay,
and I only met
people from different parts of Africa.
Really,
I swear. There's a huge like African community, so maybe
okay,
oh, but, shit. But, no, but maybe
still,
he's right.
But still, I'm not blaming him on that. You're right. He's
but unlikely that a successful American rapper is actually they're just
first
doing,
generation
doing what they normally do.
Yeah,
do they still do that today?
I mean, the videos we saw seemed recent, right? Where I mean, there's. The videos look kind of new where there's like a bit. What I'm getting at is that it seems like in some parts of Africa and probably other parts of the world, the funeral is a fucking party. Right?
Well, I can see that though.
Well, so, yeah. So but, they were like.
But do they hang and then they.
But there's
do they have the dead body?
That's the part I'm talking about.
Do they hang the dead body around?
No.
Because you know what? Honestly, now I'm taking it back. Because the only fucking way you do something that fucking crazy is that it's some sort of. That's what they do in their culture, and they're just like, no, this is what we do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We hang up the dead body and we fucking dance around.
No, they didn't hang up. They propped him up.
Well,
he was like standing on his own. Like
semantics, Chris.
I don't know. It looked like he was
hanging
from the. Didn't it look like it was elevated?
Do you think there's hooks somewhere involved?
Well, his head is hanging down. Like
yeah,
I think they should have tied his head. His hair to the wall or something.
Oh, so you guys
don't. So his head was up.
So you guys don't want that.
I think they should have put something up his butt.
Oh, shit,
like
Louis.
They do with the toys, the display ones.
Not sure where you're going here.
Well, you have a stick.
Right?
And it has like a stand at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of holds him up.
Oh.
What about like a chair? You know, putting him in a chair. Or
if you're gonna do it to me, that's...
like put him on a throne up there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
put some sunglasses on him.
But the music looked like it was real. Like you know, like he had a crown. He looked like he was
could have a crown sitting down, Chris.
They had a mic.
Crown sitting down.
Right, but they were playing his music, which is very dancey. It looks like mm-hmm. They had a microphone up to his mouth. You can't rap it while you're sitting down, dude.
I don't know. I feel like you can.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to be rapping, right? It's not like a hologram show. Where
no, it's much
to be
better.
Back.
The body's right here. Hey, guess what? You don't have to pretend. Look at this. He's right here.
All right.
I don't know. Well, I thought you guys would be more for it.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'd be. But here's the thing. Then I think about it, and I was like, hey, we're in Las Vegas, right? As we've been before. And I'm like, here's this fucking club. And they have, let's just say, R. Kelly. Or somebody just like
somebody less controversial, Louis.
Less controversial than that.
Let's Prince,
see. Michael Jackson.
Michael.
Oh.
Prince is a good one. Hey, we have Prince propped up right here. We're playing his fucking.
We're playing his music.
Little red Corvette, all that shit. They're playing inside. $100 each, and you guys get the front row.
Yeah.
And just like.
And it's all dearly beloved.
Yeah.
We are gathered here.
Sexy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of those, dude.
Mm.
Are we paying the $100? Are we passing on that app? I'm kind of thinking like, let's be honest, dude. Louis, I'm talking to myself at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest, dude. You don't want to fucking see that for $100? You spend the other day like
it'd be more than $100 though, right?
But let's just say like whatever it is, it's within reason that you have and that it's not going to fucking.
Daniel's like, yeah, but how much is it?
Yeah.
I got a baby on the way now.
What do you mean? Well, how much does it cost?
Just play the game, dude. Let's just say it's only $100.
And we're going to see.
Or is there anybody that you like enough that you think,
oh yeah,
you know what? If they propped up his body
there
and they played the music, I might just pay to see that.
No, there's nobody because you have to think about like the people that you really like, right?
Right.
In your own life. Would you like to go anywhere, you know, like and even if it was a house party, you know?
Yeah.
And your relative was hung up on the wall like that with their clothes on and a crown? I don't know.
He's right. You have to go with somebody that he doesn't respect and like.
Oh.
Yeah, Kardashian's in the fucking propped up. There's Kim.
Jesus. Now I feel even worse about it.
Oh, yeah. Really? Why? Yeah.
Because now you don't even like
I'm humiliating them when they're dead.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's bad karma. They can't like defend themselves. We're like taunting them as they're dead.
But remember, you didn't put them up there.
But I'm going to celebrate. So I'm just going.
You're just like.
I'm just going to see the person because I don't like them.
You weren't even there for that. Somebody just said, guess what? So-and-so just died. You're here at the strip. We have their body here. Fucking $50.
Just gave you a 50% discount.
Because I know you have a baby on the way.
And we're just walking down the street.
You weren't even, you know, that wasn't even your purpose. Hey, Kim Kardashian just died and we stuffed her and have her propped up here. $50 to come see it.
Okay.
And we're going to play her music. I don't know.
Which she did have one album, remember?
Yeah, I would go.
And we, never mind.
You're right.
Yeah.
If we were just walking along the strip, she happened to die the night before and she was up in there and it was $50 to go see her body hanging on the wall and you guys were there, I'd be like, we got to go.
Yeah.
In that scenario.
I think I would say we got to go, right?
Well, there, and that's a scenario.
I will say this.
I'm not saying I would enjoy it, though. I would just go and be like.
What would you feel? Like?
Just be like, this is weird still. Even open caskets, I think, are weird.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, even that, I'm kind of like, really? We're doing the open casket still?
You're right. I hated the open casket.
I don't like them.
I was just saying that, too.
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm leaning now towards no. Because I remember the only time you and I both were at the open casket thing.
Yeah.
We were like. Ugh, no.
What are they going to do next? Fucking weekend with Bernie and moving the arms around?
I don't know. So no, that you guys are no? You guys could
no
do it to,
unless
you guys could do it to me if I die first.
All right. Let's do the baby doll.
Okay, let's do the baby doll. Okay, so I have it right here. Unfortunately, it doesn't say the name of the company that's doing this.
Okay.
But I want you guys to hear this. I thought it was really cool. So we're just going to call it Aviation. You are the baby doll of the week.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And I would do the drum roll, but there's no fucking company.
But you're going to, so you're going to tell us what you're going to say.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
So on March 25th, which is only about a week ago or maybe two ago.
But are you going to do the drum roll?
No, because there's no, they didn't have a company name or anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so you still revealed the name.
I'm just, okay, that's fine. I'll do the drum roll.
Well, for continuity. for our OCD.
Okay. So, like I said, it doesn't mention the airline.
Oh, you're not going to say the name right after the...
Aviation. You use
aviation,
aviation.
Just because it's...
Okay.
The industry.
Don't yell at me.
It might be the future.
Okay.
And I hope that it is. On March 25th, there was a jumbo Airbus plane... I don't know what an Airbus plane, but I'm assuming it's just a fucking regular big plane. They completed a 3-hour flight from Blagnac to Toulouse in France. And it was running on used cooking oil.
Okay.
Mixed with, what did they mix it with?
Regular oil.
No. No, I had it right here. Ethanol, I think. Well, anyways, they mixed that, and it made it. It was, they've been researching it for a year, and I think there was another flight that did a smaller journey, but this one did, it's a big-ass plane, and it did a 3-hour flight. And they plan on, you know, hopefully having a more sustainable source of fuel for airplanes, which I think waste a lot of fucking fuel, right?
And tons.
Right? Mm-hmm. And they're a big part of the... the carbon thing?
The ozone layer.
The ozone layer, yeah. So,
whose story is it here?
Does anyone talk about the ozone layer anymore?
No. Dude, remember when they would scare the shit out of you about hairspray?
No.
You don't remember saying how like people would use so much
hairspray?
Well,
people don't really use hairspray.
Well, the back in the day. Uh-huh. Yeah, back in the
aerosols,
day. Like,
yeah.
Dude, that shit puts a hole in the ozone layer.
Oh, fuck. They were saying that about
you don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, that hole is still there.
This is the 80s, bro. Like, fucking that hair like, metal.
It was all about the ozone, dude.
Yeah. Well, not just that. It was all about the hairspray, I feel.
Yeah, hairspray and ozone.
In the 80s.
In the 90s, too.
I thought it was super cool because I always see things like where, like...
It's obviously less emissions and shit, too, I would assume, right, Louis?
Yeah.
And it's something that it's used, you said, right? Mm-hmm. So it's something that we can use to cook, and then it still has another purpose.
Well, we use it, it's there, right? And we always fucking, where do we put it? Where do we put it? We put it to use now. Mm.
But this shit, they fucking invented this shit 1,000 times over, right?
That's what I'm saying.
The vegetable cars, they've invented cars that fucking can run on water, mm-hmm. vegetable oil, corn oil. They can do it. They've had the technology for corn fucking syrup. Years. But the oil companies are too powerful.
Yeah.
So powerful.
I don't think they're not the baby doll, but.
Sounds like this.
But they're going to lose, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
dude.
Give it up.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're going to get fucking killed like the rest of them, man.
Dude, I went down a rabbit hole one time of like the car that runs on water.
Yeah, the guy died. Right?
There was one.
Yeah, the water
dude,
fuel cell.
There was a couple of guys that have died mysteriously, by the way. And I fucking went down this rabbit hole. And I'm afraid you're that type of dude that will just fucking do the same.
I'm Mr. Rabbit Hole.
There was a fucking guy named...
that's what we call him. Mr. Rabbit Hole.
Call him Mr. Rabbit Hole.
There's a video out there on YouTube. If you put car that runs on water, there's a guy named John something. It's what the name is, last name. And then there was a local TV crew, a news crew. They go and do like a report on him, and then he's just out there. Yeah, look, this is where it works. Is this? Mm-hmm. And he puts the water. He put ice, I think. Put ice. Shaved fucking ice. He put it in there.
Shaved
and his little
cherry flavor.
Yeah. Raspado, huh? And then it was like a, I don't know, it looked like an early 80s, just like a Ford Rabbit or something like that. And he fucking takes off, dude. And he just, apparently, he had a meeting. And in that meeting at a Cracker Barrel, he starts to eat, and then all of a sudden he starts fucking just feeling something. And then he goes like, and then he says out loud in that meeting, like, I've been poisoned. And then he fucking dies.
Yeah.
There's another guy in Australia that because I saw a bunch of these, that he invented something that ran on water too. And he had an accident in a train because he was drunk and fell. And they're like, all his family was like, he never drank.
No, he never fell. Never fallen in his life.
But anyways,
aviation?
I think you're right.
Aviation?
You are the
baby
doll
of
the
week.
But good luck.
You're going to die, aviation.
Don't go. Aviation, don't get on trains, dude.
All that canola oil.
Anyways, that's it for this week. Stay tuned. I think we're going to have... I think it's an interesting journey we're about to embark. I know that we're not going to be fathers, but I feel like one of us is. And then, like, I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of new material.
Yeah.
New things happening.
So I
hope he opens up a little bit more about his journey instead of, you know, being like, hey, I'm going to take some time off. That's exciting.
I don't think he's being closed minded. I don't think he's not.
Oh, you think I'm not talking about it enough?
Yeah.
I think he wants you to be. I think he's projecting.
I'm not.
That's what it fucking is, dude. It's like, why aren't you fucking shitting yourself right now?
Opening up.
No.
Like, I'm open to you guys.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, that
how
is
come
true.
You haven't moved to a different country? Maybe Costa Rica, dude. No, I don't know. He doesn't seem nervous to me.
No. I don't think he is. I don't think he's hiding nervousness necessarily.
I feel very not nervous at all.
That's great.
Really?
And there's little. Okay. There's little
pockets
where I realize I'm probably not gonna. Okay. I have a good story, ladies and gentlemen. Since Chris wants me to open up.
Yeah.
Here's a
I am the female of the group.
Heartfelt, vulnerable feeling. That's a new thing that people talk about.
That's not what I want either. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That all right. Also wasn't what I was asking okay. for.
Okay.
Hmm. Is it about Louis' mustache?
No, it's not about Louis' mustache. Me and Louis went to dinner.
Hmm.
And with Jasmine and Amber
mm-hmm.
in Uptown Whittier.
Hmm.
And Amber's pregnant.
Yes.
So
very pregnant.
There was, we ate dinner, short mm-hmm. night.
Yeah.
I'm walking back to the car with Amber.
Oh, okay. I don't know this part. Yeah.
And you guys
oh, we
walked back with us.
Yeah.
But as you guys walked away,
mm-hmm.
there was like, they had some sort of event that night
mm-hmm.
where the lights were shining, right?
Okay.
They had like lights out because the street fair was closed. And you guys were walking away towards the light.
Okay.
And you guys were going to go out and probably like get a drink at the bar or mm-hmm. do things that people that don't have kids do
and we
on
did.
A Friday night.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah.
And Amber is not going to partake in that because she's
right.
pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go home and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is the last time I'll ever get to do something like this. This is probably the last time I'll be able to go out with you without a child to have to think about.
Well, yeah.
And as you guys walked away, like it really set in, like,
oh,
well, that's probably the last time that's gonna happen. So there's moments like that mm-hmm. where I know that I'm gonna lose a lot of those things that
right.
I love to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
wow.
I get, and sometimes in those moments I get very
emotional.
I feel something,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I know a lot of those doors are gonna close
mm-hmm.
forever, or at least for at least, you know, 20 years.
Right.
But hopefully.
Yeah.
Some other doors will open.
New
and
doors
I'll get
that
to
you
experience thing.
Yeah.
New doors you don't
with,
even know about.
Right. And experience things that people with no kids will have no idea about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's exactly what we want to know about Louis and I.
Yeah.
Because as of right now, obviously, you know, we're on that the opposite end of that spectrum for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think I'd be, I don't know, maybe it's, and I'm not saying I don't want kids or anything like that, but like I think I'd maybe show more, I don't know, insecurity or just like concern or like that I'm not going to be a good father, provider, all kinds of fucking things. It's just like, you know, like, but I'm not trying to tell. I guess what I'm saying, I'm happy that you're not even. None of that.
But I think that's what you're looking for, right? Stuff like that.
Yeah,
a little bit more.
I guess so. Yeah, because I guess it was like I was wondering how you're feeling about fatherhood,
mm-hmm.
and then you hit me with I have some time off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it wasn't like you mean.
It
wasn't like I was trying to dig. Like, tell me. Like, it was just like I was reaching for baby stuff, and you're like, I'm getting some time off, dude.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was like,
tax
oh.
breaks. Big
yeah.
tax breaks.
So oh.
The top of my mind is that I'm going to have some time off.
But to be fair, that yeah, that's if mm-hmm. that's what you're,
I would
that,
have
that's
the
what you're feeling.
Same bucket.
And I'm doing these things called, I think I told you, it's called mesting.
Mm.
Oh, yeah,
and that
yeah,
is
yeah.
the male version of nesting.
Okay, explain.
Nesting is when women as the baby is coming, start doing things like rearranging the entire living room on a Monday night as you're getting, you know, you'll start like
mm-hmm.
cleaning shit like crazy, building stuff.
And you're getting those urges.
Right. Well, like the other day I cleaned out the entire garage, got the shelving units, cleaned out like the whole thing. I had like spick and span. And then last night, I was like, we need to change the living room around. And I came home and like, we just.
Totally the right move, by the way.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
But an urge that you're like,
oh,
I don't know why I wanted to fucking do that so bad just now.
Very much like a little bird fixing his nest for his lady to lay her egg in.
Right. They're bringing the twigs in.
Yeah. They're getting like the little cotton balls to.
Yeah.
Like,
they're like, we got to get this ready because it's coming. You
know? Wow. Interesting.
So that's happened.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. That's exactly what I want.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Well, if it makes you feel better, my lady said, I think that with the baby, I think we're going to be closer to Daniel and Amber.
I hope so.
I said, you got to be out of your mind.
But I worry about that too. You know, people have kids and they tend to drift away from their single friends because there's different fucking worlds. You know,
but that's if you're the. I think that's if the single friends are like, ugh, kids. You know.
Yeah.
In my case, I mean, my best friend who, what's up, Paul? If he had not moved, I was single at the time too. I was like, I saw my life go, like being part of this kid's life. It was just not even. It wasn't gonna happen, you know. If it wasn't for that, I was like, this kid's gonna be my like he's. I'm gonna be his friend. I'm gonna, you know. But unfortunately, he moved. But that's kind of how I feel with your kid. Like I don't see it as a, you know, he's not gonna get to come out and have a drink. Like no, dude. Like on maybe on Sundays we go see him play something. That's what we do, and then we go get like a dinner, and then after his little league game or something. I don't know. That's how I see it. But not everybody.
Yeah,
sees
that's
it,
how I hope. I hope it plays out.
All right, dude. Well,
anyway,
if you guys are scared to be a dad or not, show them this episode. I fucked that up, but
If you guys want to emphasize the wrong words during your sentence,
show them this episode.
If you guys know or are a dead rapper who wants to be propped up at a Maryland nightclub for everybody to see, show them this episode. See ya.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Oh, that was like an hour on the dot.
Yeah. Guapo. Yeah. Bitch, I want that meat. Yeah. Meat. Yeah. Meat. Yeah. Meat. Yeah. Meat. Yeah. Bitch, give me that meat. Yeah. Yeah. Meat. Yeah. Meat. Yeah. Yeah. Meat. Yeah. Bitch, I want that meat. Meat. Like a steak, trying to get with you. Booty hella pump, and it's heavy too.